Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Who Knew It with Matt Stewart, the show where the guests write the wrong answers. I'm the titular Matt Stewart, and our first guest has recently released a hit podcast called The Remains. It's Wade Duffin.
Oh, thanks, man. I didn't realize we're getting straight into it. I thought there's going to be more of a...
No.
Straight in. Yeah, this is great. I don't feel awkward at all.
Okay, great. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
I feel very comfortable.
If you can keep me posted on that as we go along. What, the pod, do you want to tell us about it all?
It is a horror fiction podcast, and it's about a woman who is conducting an autopsy, and then pretty soon things start to go wrong. So she finds out it's the wrong body, and then it all goes downhill from there. It's very short, 6 episodes, each episode under 9 minutes. You can binge it all in one sitting.
And it's all out now.
All out now. We're on wherever you get your podcasts. And Spotify, Apple.
Some of the cards, you've got Ben Russell, who was...
Ben Russell, who we assume is
asleep right now.
Yeah. Nikki Britton is the main, and she kills it. Greg Larson, Damien Kellenan, Adrian Powell.
Awesome Claire cast.
Hooper. Yeah, yeah. Very
so
strong.
Good.
Tiffany Dimmock.
Yeah. And are you in it?
No. It is fun to write stuff, but yeah. I am not about like the acting side of it. No way.
Oh, great. That, well, this show hard. Is, you know, it's more writing than acting. So yeah. That works out well.
I'm in my element.
Our second guest this week is from Netflix's Mako Mermaids and Channel 10's Thank God You're Here. It's Amy Ruffle.
Hello.
I know you like talking about those mermaids.
Yeah, it's been a lot of the conversation so far.
Because, well, I like to bring it up. Send people there because I assume you get paid per play.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's always the most interesting demographic that do still hit me up about that show. You'd think it would all be young girls, but it's really not.
Oh, okay. What are we talking?
The weirdest one, I got like mail from a Texas penitentiary.
Oh, okay.
To an address where I was living in Queensland, that I was only there like temporarily. Not even like my brother knew the address. And I was like, how did this happen?
How'd you find that,
like,
from the inside?
Post.
Yeah, like a letter.
Oh, like,
which I was kind of happy about. I was like, no one sends me mail. This is awesome. And then I opened it and was like, okay. Wish this never happened. Yeah. Going to think about this all night.
All right, so the way the show works is ask a relatively obscure trivia question. Our contestants have to write a convincing fake answer. I then read their answers as well as the real one and have to guess which one is correct. The first question comes from listener Caroline Clancy from Brisbane. And the question is, what is the definition of the 1700s term titty nope?
Titty nope.
What's the difference? Back in the 1700s? Caroline.
Come on. You know what you're doing.
Not the first time you've asked this question, Caroline, is it?
What is the definition of titty nope?
How do you spell titty nope?
It's exactly as you'd think. TITTYNOPE. Well, I don't know. Is that exactly
that
how you would
have... I was going to go TITI.
Okay. It's not exactly how you'd think it's spelled. It's like this, is what I should have said.
Don't tell me how I think I
don't know why I did. I'm like, it's while they're writing their answers. I'll explain how the scoring works. You get a point if your fake answer is guessed by the other contestant, and another point if you correctly guess the answer. By the way, I'm also playing as the house. I've put in two of my own fake answers for each question with the help of the question writers. And I get a point for each one of those that I guess choose. So each of us can score up to 2 points per round, which Seems fair, but the probability actually favors me. The house. And the house has been on a bit of a hot streak lately, I got to tell you, Wade. So,
really? I have listened to this podcast before, and I thought that bit was pre-recorded.
Because
so just to come in live.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And now, look.
What an honor to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I say it the same basically every time, yeah. It would make a lot of sense to pre-record it, but... our questions come from our great Patreon supporters. If you want to submit a question, sign up on any level via patreon.com/dogoonpod, which is linked in the show notes. All right, the answer in for question number one. What is the definition of titty nope? The loss of all feathers on a bird due to a biological inconsistency from inbreeding. When the lord of the manor would try to accost the servant girls, they could be heard to scream titty nope until someone came to their rescue. A small quantity of something left over, especially bits of food or beverage. A baby who decides they've had enough to eat. Or a small English tit type of bird whose call can be heard in the early morning, a high-pitched nope sound. In an English accent, it said. No, how do you say nope in an
nope.
English accent? Nope.
That's
nope.
Weird.
Nope. Nope, don't think so. It's the full thing they say. So you got... loss of feathers, servant girls trying not to be accosted, leftovers, baby who's had enough, or the bird who says, nope. Nope, not for me. Not today.
No titty, no.
I'm going to go leftovers.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
Straight in.
Straight
that
in.
That's what I wanted to do too.
You
we
can.
Can't, we can't do the same one.
No, you, no, can, you can. Of course
it's like
you
we're
can.
Sitting at the cafe. We can order the same meal. It's going to be okay.
I know, but it does feel disappointing.
I think it's that's two types of people. It's very much like that. You're at a restaurant. I've ordered the gnocchi. Oh, I was going to have that.
Well, just get the gnocchi. It's okay. It's okay. We're not going to eat off each other's plates. It's all right.
It does feel like you're committing some sort of crime, though, that you should be like at least exploring the menu.
A little bit more.
Way. Yeah.
And do you see these five options as like a menu?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to like leave anybody out. We haven't even talked about the other four at all.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you talk them through? And that way you
no,
can...
No, I'm good.
And do we have to try and guess who...
No, yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to guess each other's. Yeah, sometimes
you
I
can
do
if
that.
You think it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, we can do it. I mean, seeing as Ben Russell is still asleep, you know, we've got time.
We've got the time.
Hey,
to
you
kill.
Know, you imagine the kind of time he'd be chewing up with his nonsense right now.
I know. I carved out like 3 hours of my morning. We're going to be out in 90. Like, this is great.
Do you want to lock in the same?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And
I can't believe you ordered the same thing.
Sorry.
Do you want to have a guess which one you recommend?
I think you did the English accent.
English accent one.
Why'd you think that?
Do you want to have a guess which one Wade might have done?
I can't remember them.
So you had...
Mate, let's go Lord of the Manor.
Lord
that was really
Manor.
Fun. It was written really well and you are famously a writer, so...
Yeah. That was a bit too quick for my writing, though. I'm not going to lie. It's like biological...
Oh no! That
no,
was
no, no.
That was the that,
that was
the
mine.
Oh, that was yours. That was I was like, "There's no way I could have written that out that fast." No way. I'd be like spell checking that for days.
No, I reckon you were Lord of the Manor.
Oh yeah,
like, did you know?
No, no, not at all.
Okay.
No. Well, here's who wrote the answer. Stop. I need a spoiler alert when you two are.
Matt, you can actually we'll handle this. You can leave.
The loss of feathers due to a biological inconsistency. That was Amy.
Thank you.
Then. Wade did the one, a baby who decides they've had enough to eat.
Oh. Yeah.
Titty nope.
Titty nope.
Titty nope.
Heard that
thank
a few
you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I am full. I am stuffed.
The one about the servant girls at the manor. That was Caroline, the question writer. Okay, the house.
Nice.
And she also wrote the one about the small English bird. I said, nope. So you both guessed Caroline's for each other.
Woo!
Which is a high praise for Caroline's writing there.
Kudos, Caroline.
Yeah.
But that means you were both correct. It is a small quantity of something left over. So a point each.
Huge.
To kick us off.
And do you know how that happened? Like, titty nope, do you know like the history behind the word? Do we have that?
Etymology?
There's
thank you.
A little bit of it. Apparently, tittle meant tiny. And I don't know where the nope comes from, but yeah, it's a pretty obscure word. There's not a lot of info out there. Yeah. I've got while you're writing your next answers, I'll tell the audience some example sentences they could use it in.
Oh, great. That's
which
fun.
I think if we bring it back, I think we should.
See, this is where
I'm sure there'll be no misunderstandings. Yeah. We bring Teddy Note back into the modern vernacular.
I've only stopped because I want to listen to that. I want to hear these words in a sentence, and then we have to be working and doing our answer. It's so tough.
Yeah.
He's a real taskmaster.
Yeah, I apologize for that. But you I guess you can always listen to the episode later.
Yeah.
All right, here's question two. This comes from Jim Bates from Sackett's Harbor in New York. And the question is, which one of these is a real species of frog? So you basically just got to make up a name for a species of frog. You don't need to give it a description or anything, just the name
of the
frog.
Yeah. Real global audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim Bates is a prolific question writer for the show.
Yeah, I've heard Sackett's Harbor before.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, have you got a huge contingent out there?
I think it's all Jim.
All Jim.
Old Master Bates. Classic. That was a wanking joke. I think we all got it there. Anyway, award-winning screenwriter.
All right, so while you're coming up with a species of frog, I'll let the audience know a bit more about Titty Nope. Shan Williams from the website For Reading Addicts says, Titty Nope means a small quantity of something left over, specifically food and drink. Example sentences include, was dinner all right? You've left a titty nope. Or, the amount of titty nopes on plates at buffets is obscene.
I can't wait to say that to someone at dinner.
Like, oh, you've left a titty nope.
You've titty noped everywhere.
You've titty noped everywhere. What? That's good stuff.
Do you want to take your titty nopes to work tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I don't need it at all.
Thank you.
Excellent.
All right, the answer in for question number two. Which of these are real species of frog? Creole sweet feet, green grog frog, mini mum, bouncy Benjamin, little burp.
Oh, I love Bouncy Benjamin. You can see him. He's such a cute little frog.
He's a little devil.
He's a bit mysterious.
Yeah, probably asleep right now.
He'll bounce out of bed when he sees all the missed calls.
All right, I think Wade went first time. Do you want to have first crack here, Amy?
Okay, so we had Bouncy Benjamin.
Little Burp, Mini Mum, Green Grog Frog, or Creole Sweet Feet.
Creole sweet feet. That is really fun. I like the mum, mini mum.
Yeah, mini mum.
Yeah. It feels like I wouldn't think to name a frog that. Therefore, it could be an answer.
Yeah. I'm wondering, does it have a mum-like quality, do you think?
Like glasses, always make sure you've had a good meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacket at the door so you don't go outside without it. You're
going to get cold out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bouncy Benjamin.
Bouncy Benjamin.
I'm going to do it. Put it out there.
All right, here's who wrote the answers. Little Burp was Amy. Green Grog Frog was Wade.
I actually went to write just Green Frog, and I misspelled frog. And then so I just left it.
Green Frog was your award-winning writing.
Award-winning. It is actually number one on the Apple Fiction charts at the moment. Please give it a listen.
The grog part was the only thing that was like, oh, that's interesting.
No, completely fucked it.
Green Frog.
Usually it takes me a long time to write anything, so I'm real under the pump here.
Red Frog.
Red Grog Frog. Now we're getting closer. Okay.
The Grog Frog species, prolific. All the rainbow colours. They're everywhere.
Creole Sweet Feet. That was the house in particular, Jim, from Sackett's Harbor. Bouncy Benjamin. That was the house, meaning... You are correct again, Amy. It is Mini Mum.
Wow.
Mini Mum Frog.
Yes.
Mini Mum Frog.
It's no Grog Frog, I tell you that.
I think they missed the trick there.
They're dating, Mini Mum and Grog Frog.
Yeah, he's no
good. One can know about it. He's a bad boy from the wrong side of the tracks.
That is not a healthy relationship right there with the green Grog Frog. He is not going to treat you right. Get out of there, Mini Mum. You're better than that. You deserve sweet Creole for sure.
All right, question three comes from Susie Darrow from Sacramento. Sacramento Susie.
Wow, a few Americans.
Yeah, they love
Love a bit of trivia over there.
They love Who Knew It.
Yeah.
With Matt Stewart.
They do.
I love it, how it rhymes. It's very good. Was that part of the, when you were like making the, creating the title of the podcast, was it like the rhyming Matt Stewart, Who Knew It? Was that all part of
the title, I think, came before the concept.
Yeah, right.
Now I've got to come up with a game. Cursed again by my name.
So Susie's question is, why is General Sherman well known? Why is General Sherman well known? While you're writing your answers, let the audience know a bit more about Minnie Mum. According to Jim... Why is that? Is that the name of a sitcom? Anyway.
According to Jim, yeah.
According to Jim, the frog is of the genus Minnie. The scientific name of the species refers to its size and being a pun on the word minimum, which I didn't realise. I thought it was way more fun when I thought it was just a small mum. Mini mum.
Yeah.
It being a minimum pun is...
It's not as fun.
Not as fun.
Like a little tiny mum frog.
A tiny mum frog.
Maybe it's like a little like, you know, like some kind of like weird birthmark thing that goes on it there.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something that mums have that might be a birthmark and nothing came to mind. I've got two kids.
Maybe a shape of a mum.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, they have a shape.
There's one shape.
The mum shape.
There's one.
But apparently there's other frogs in this mini genus, including mini skule and mini ature.
Oh, this guy naming those frogs. Fucking get over it, mate.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Come on, buddy. Get to the Green Grove frog.
Yeah, I think someone, hopefully people listening to this show have the power to name frogs, because I think if you find a green frog that is looking for a name, or it could be a red frog.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you open
frog?
For Grog Frog being used any for other colour, colours?
Any colour you like.
The answer for question number three, why is General Sherman well known? She was the first woman to become the general of the US Army. He was a dog who was a mascot for the German Army in World War I. It's the world's largest tree. The Guinness World Record holder for being the first man to sell every product in his dollar store in a single day's trading period. Or an American Civil War general.
Well, I'm going to say two of those answers are correct. I know they are.
Okay, Wade. Well, let's just... What? Man, they come in here with your writing skills and you break the game within three questions.
But I like I watched like this Ken Burns Civil War documentary, which isn't like the most factual. I loved it.
So you actually know who General Sherman is.
I know who it is. But I think the answer in this one is the tree. But he is like an American Civil War general. That's what I'm going to go for.
Maybe they named
the
tree
after.
Surely
that's 2 points if I get like them both right. Yeah, they named the tree after this guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't think he's a dog?
He could be a dog. You know what? I'm going to take my answer back. He's the Green Grog Dog.
Green Grog Dog. So, yes, you're going for the tree.
I'm
going
to go for the tree.
And that's because you know the answer's correct. Is that what you're saying?
I know. I'm very confident it's correct.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm not so confident that you said it like that. I'm pulling it back.
Also, wild gameplay to have confessed that before I, who doesn't know, had put in my answer.
I forgot about we're playing a game. I'm not going to lie. That bit completely escaped me for a second.
Or this is like such a long con that you're like, I'll put out this, but it's not that. And it's actually whatever the dog won.
I do normally say, and I forgot to today, to new players, if you do know the answer, play it like you don't. Still write a fake answer. And don't admit you know it until after everyone's looking at
their answers. I'm never going to do that. Even if you told me, I'd be like, no, I know this one. I'm going to say it.
I'm really smart.
Amy, do you want to lock in the correct answer as well?
Yeah, because I think it wouldn't be just as simple as like, who's this general? Oh, they're like a general in the army. It is hard not to be swayed by the tree thing that he said, but that feels like I'm cheating.
No.
It does feel a bit like you're cheating.
It'd feel like you're not taking advantage of his stupidity if you don't look at it.
We just ordered the same meal and now you're getting the same dessert. This is ridiculous.
I mean, well then I'd hate to not take advantage of stupidity. Yeah, so lock me in for tree, please.
All right, here's the answers. Became the first woman to become general of the US Army. That was the house, as was the dog mascot for the German Army. The world record for selling every product in his dollar store in a single day trading period. That's the answer I wish it was. That was Amy.
I thought that was good.
That was fantastic. Unfortunately, the only guy who could have guessed it was...
Do you think if you hadn't have known that you would have actually picked the dollar store one?
No. Because I did know. There's no way I would not.
I don't think Wade can lie.
I'm not great at this
game.
Have you
heard of hypothetical concepts?
I bogged out at Grog Frog. Like, I think let's lower the expectations of like how far we can go.
I thought Grog Frog was fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Get a lot of mileage out of it, that's for sure.
There's another peak to come, I can feel it. An American Civil War general was Wade, which is also, like you said, correct. But the correct answer here, and you both got it, it's the world's largest tree.
Yeehaw.
So a point for both Wade.
Yeah, we did it.
Amy.
Team effort. It's us against the house.
Again, you just don't understand how a game works.
So after three rounds, the scores are the house on 1 point, Wade on 2 points, but out in front on 3 points, it's Amy Ruffle. So here's question number four. This one comes in from Bendigo. Like you said, Wade, we do have listeners all over the world. And Amanda from Bendigo asks, and Wade, can I say, if you do know the answers...
just pretend that I don't know the answer.
Write another fake one. Pretend you don't know until they're locked in.
All right.
Can you do it?
Green Grog Frog's coming. It's going to make a comeback.
So Amanda's question is, how did Mabel Taylor shock locals when she arrived in Alice Springs in 1905? Watched any documentaries about this? Well, you're writing your answers. Here's some more info about General Sherman. According to Wiki, the General Sherman tree was named after the American Civil War general, William... How do I say this name, Wade, the middle name?
Tecumseh? I think.
William Tecumseh Sherman. The official story, which may be apocryphal, claims the tree was named in 1879 by naturalist James Wolverton, who had served as a lieutenant in the 9th Indiana Cavalry under Sherman. According to Sacramento Sioux... The General Sherman tree is the world's largest tree measured by volume. It stands 83 meters tall and is over 11 meters in diameter at the base. 60 feet above the base, the Sherman tree is 5.3 meters in diameter. It's located in the Sequoia and Kings. You got American in you, don't you, Amy? What's that? Sequoia?
Sequoia?
It's located in the Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park in Central California. It is also estimated to be between 2,200 and 2,700 years old. And Suze finishes by saying, wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. Wow, indeed.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Hey, while you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back. Here is question four. How did Mabel Taylor shock locals when she arrived in Alice Springs in 1905? She wore a divided skirt, also known as culottes, to ride a horse like a man rather than side saddle, which was the fashion at the time. She ate a cherry and tied the stem in a bow with her tongue. She was covered head to toe in leeches with only her eyes and hair visible. She arrived by hot air balloon.
Oh.
Or all the dingoes in town followed her around howling to the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I mean, I know what I want to be true.
How would that sound, Amy?
Oh. That's all I got.
Oh.
Oh.
You can extrapolate from there. Yeah.
AI that sound for 30 seconds and then you'll be able to do it. It's fun because that's a very like Americana song, right? That the fact that that made it to Alice Springs in 1905 is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dingoes picked it up as well. Yeah. Like, I think you're really overlooking the most impressive part, I think.
So you got the riding a horse like a man. Tying a cherry stem into a bow,
mate.
Covered in leeches, arriving by hot air balloon, or having dingo sing Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Man, that cherry thing. I remember watching that on Twin Peaks when it first happened, and it was so great. Like, what a moment.
What a moment.
It's like an adolescent young man just watching this. I was like, oh, my God, my mind is blown.
Everything's changed.
Everything has changed. I can see it in colour now.
It's, yeah, there's two moments.
Yeah.
Before and after. For a lot of people, they talk about before and after 9/11, but for you, it was
or
that cherry.
Died. Yeah. For me, it's that cherry. I was like, this
everything
is
changed that day.
Oh, I've titty noped all over my plate.
I'm gonna say.
I think it might be back to you, Amy.
Yeah, I just feel like I've taken advantage of your knowledge so far. I think maybe the horse riding one with the culottes. I did like the way you said the pants.
Yeah, what is it? Culottes.
Culottes.
What do I say? Culottes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds way cooler. You got your culottes on?
I'm going to go culottes as well.
Double culottes.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. All right. Here's where the answers. The dingoes howling to the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy. That was the house. I wrote this last night, and I got to all the dingoes followed her around town. I'm like, that's not quite enough. But I probably went too far.
Well, never. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yeah. She'll be coming around the mountain, mate. Well, Waltzing Matilda.
Yeah.
You could have heard that.
Waltzing Matilda.
Should have stayed local.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the song that was around back then?
Yeah. Definitely that one. Yeah.
The dingoes will be able to pick that up. Yeah.
She arrived by hot air balloon. That was Wade, award-winning writer. She was covered head to toe in leeches. That was Amy.
Thank you.
We may be like really phoning in that award-winning writer. Maybe like really.
Ate a cherry, tied the stem in a bow. That was also the house. The correct answer is she rode horse like a man rather than side saddle, which was the fashion of the time. So you both got a point there. You're on fire. Have you got one wrong yet, Amy?
This is the best game.
Yeah,
ever.
You're destroying. Yeah. What was the population of Alice Springs in 1905?
Oh, great question. It was small. It wasn't even called Alice Springs yet. It was called Stewart at the time.
Matt Stewart?
Wow.
It was called Matt Stewart.
The original
I'm
who
so
knew
furious.
It. What's the population of Alice Springs now? Isn't it? It's still quite small.
It's not huge, is
like
it?
30,000 or 40,000?
Well, I was in Tassie recently and I was surprised that the whole of Tassie is like 500,000, they were saying. Someone down there was saying.
Yeah.
I'm like,
do we think that's a lot or not?
I said, what's the population down here? It's like, what, 2-4 million?
Oh.
They're like, I don't understand numbers. All right, after four rounds now, house still on 1 point. Wade's up to 3. Amy's still out in front on 4. Whoa. Jesus, a tough
perfect
tussle
score
between you two.
Yeah.
Perfect score.
All ready to lose.
So, question 5, third last question here, comes from Timmers from Rockville. The question is, which
where's
is
Rockville?
Ooh,
is that Australia?
He doesn't say, so I'm not sure.
I imagine there'd be a few Rockvilles about on the planet. It sounds like a Utah name.
There's a Rockville in Queensland, and there's one in Maryland. I think there's,
Wow, everybody guess.
I think, I guess based on his question, which of the following Pokemon are real?
Oh, that's a real Maryland answer.
That's Rockville if ever.
So you got give us a name and a short description or a trait or something.
Oh, so we got a name of Pokemon.
And its power.
You make one up. It's power or what it does or whatever. Okay. I don't understand Pokemon. Did either of you grow up with Pokemon?
Oh, big pokey.
Where you were a big pokey.
Ball.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
This
gotta
is your, your
gotta
chance
catch
to
catch him.
I do get the concept, though.
Okay, great.
I'm across the thing.
Because I came up with a couple and it may become clear I don't understand the concept, but we'll see. While you're writing those answers, here's some more info about Mabel Taylor. Apparently, she worked as a governess at the Alice Springs Overland Telegraph Line station between 1905 and 1907. Doris Blackwell, who wrote the well-known book Alice on the Line, describes the moment to be read in a posh accent, apparently, according to Amanda, who sent this in. Let me do my posh. Our new governess, Mabel Taylor, did an unheard-of thing. She made a divided skirt to wear while riding a horse. Never had a woman been seen in that country riding any other way than side saddle.
Quite a few of the locals were shocked, or made out that they were at least, by this daring innovation.
So...
Are there two people in here?
It's so hard to come up with the power of a Pokemon when you can hear that. I'm still trying to remember what Pokemon do. And then you've got the men of the...
So, yeah, Amanda's like, basically she made her own flares to ride a horse. And that shocked the locals. But she was coming from the far-flung... place of Adelaide, where things were done a little differently around there.
A little more culture.
Yeah. The free settlers there. The only, that's what they say, the only capital city in Australia with free settlers.
Really?
I think that's what they say.
So what they mean, it's not prison-based?
Not, yeah, it? Only non-convict major capital city.
Times have changed there then. Take that, Adelaide.
Wow.
Yeah. Straight into it.
Cup that from the Grog Frog, which is somehow it's become your nickname now.
That rules. That honestly rules.
We've had some great nicknames come up on this show.
Oh, really?
That have stuck as well. So I think Grog Frog, potentially, you might get a few messages
about the
addressing
Grog Frog.
You as Grog Frog.
Oh, yeah. Please.
What are you up to this week, Grog Frog? That sort of stuff.
Stop calling me that.
This feels like a personal attack because the one I was on before was with Mish, and she's famously called Big Wet.
Big
That's
Wet.
Her
so
nickname.
Good.
Yeah. And at the start, I was like, I really.
Did you say Big Wet?
Yeah, you heard me. It's good stuff. But my whole thing was like, I want a nickname. We have the whole episode to
you
figure out a nickname.
Frog.
No, it has to happen organically, but it never does to me. And so now you're having it happen right in front of my eyes again. I can't believe it.
All right. The answer for question number 5, which of the following Pokemon are real? Charizard can transform foliage into spear-like weapons. Drifloon, a balloon who attempts to kidnap children. What's a doodle? An inquisitive duck-like creature. Doug Nelson, a business Pokemon with an addiction to powder. Or Doggerel, a plant-based Pokemon with electric leaves.
Oh my god, I want to see Doug's episode.
Doug and Drifloon, like those two just going along, kidnapping children on the like powder.
Pikachu comes up, gets like fucked up with Doug. Like, won't go back in his ball.
So you got Charizard, Drifloon, What's a Doodle, Doug Nelson, or Doggerel?
I'm going to say Charizard.
Charizard. Locking that in for Wade.
There was two leaf-based ones.
Yes.
That one and then the last one. What
Charizard
was that?
And Doggerel, plant-based Pokemon with electric leaves.
I'm going to do plant-based. Doggerel.
Okay, locking in Doggerel for Amy.
It's crazy no one picked a dog.
I mean, surely that's got to be it. It's got to be Doug.
Doug Nelson.
The Pokemon. Ash Ketchum and Doug. Just fucking out the back. Just... Line them up, Doug.
Here's who wrote the answers. What's a doodle? That was the house, as was Doug Nelson. Charizard, which Wade went for. That was Amy. Doggerel, which Amy went for. That was Wade.
No.
Meaning the correct answer is Drifloon, a balloon who attempts to kidnap children.
Oh my gosh. I guess I don't understand Pokemon at all.
This confirmed that I don't. When I'm like, how is that possible? But
that's crazy. Also, that's so funny that we were both like, leaves that do another thing.
Yeah.
Once again, I saw some leaves and I'm like, all right, we'll just go with that. That'll be fine in here. But Drifloon, like, surely that's Pokemon After Dark. Like, that's like Pokemon CSI. That's what that is.
I was so confused because, like, on certain pages that explain it, there's a list of, like, 20 different things from different varieties, like Diamond, and then it'll be a slightly different explanation from some other things.
Yeah, right.
This is probably an obvious thing to Pokemon people.
With all the Pokemon cards and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. But that means you both get a point. And with only 2 rounds to go, the scores are still tight, apart from the houses, who's languishing on 1 point. But Wade's on 4, Amy's on 5.
Okay, close.
And you got triple points to come at the end as well, so bloody hell. Still anyone's game, apart from, I think, it's quickly getting out of my reach. But
I think you started off on the wrong foot when you said the house was on a hot streak.
I did.
I think you really set yourself back there.
Well, yeah, it's funny because I normally say, oh, the house is struggling, but the house has just started winning recently.
Yeah.
And this feels more like classic house.
The early episodes.
So question six comes from James H. from Southern California. I wonder if that's the one in Queensland.
But also, like, doesn't want to be specific. Like, no. Where in SoCal are you?
That's not giving place. Out a last name either.
Yeah,
he's really hanging on.
James's question is, what scientific discovery was made by Patricia Yang and colleagues in Atlanta in 2013? What scientific discovery was made by Patricia Yang and colleagues in Atlanta in 2013? And while they're writing their answers, I'll tell the audience a bit more about Drifloon. According to Bulbapedia, Drifloon is a Pokemon with a spherical purple body. It has two stringy arms that have yellow heart-shaped hands on the ends of them. At the base of its body is a frayed protrusion that resembles the tied end of a balloon. In the middle of its face is a yellow tape-like X mark, which contains its little mouth in the very center. Located on either side of the X are its small black eyes. A white mass of fluff that resembles a cloud sits on top of Drifloon's head. Drifloon's body is filled with air, as well as the lost spirits of people and Pokemon. Its body expands as it collects more souls. If it explodes, the souls unleash with a screaming sound. It is also rumored that Drifloon itself is reincarnated from deceased humans. I had no idea that Pokemon was this dark. Desiring company, Drifloon often seeks out children and grabs their hands. However, due to how light it is, it can be resisted easily and often is pulled around. This results in Drifloon running away from any children who are rough with it. Drifloon also dislikes heavy children. There are rumors that Drifloon steals children who hold onto it, guiding them to the afterlife. Despite this reputation, as seen in the anime, Drifloon can be friendly and helpful. Fully dark stuff, that, from Drifloon.
I wonder if that's the darkest Pokemon as well. I wonder if they go, like, more evil. Like, is this, like, the bottom of the barrel, or do they keep on going?
Yeah.
You know, like, the Pikachu was, like, the gold standard. He's the good one.
That's the one everyone, they put out there.
Yeah, yeah.
The faces. We'll put out the happier little guy. Yeah. But, yeah, if you delve deep enough. It's funny though. It's like, it's so cruel that it's a balloon that's trying to steal children, but it's so light that the kids just sort of drag it around. They're like, no, I'm stealing you, not the other way around.
I don't know. It feels like balloons are finally getting revenge for all of the, like, times they've been taken hostage by children.
All right, the answer in for question number six. What scientific discovery was made by Patricia Yang and colleagues in Atlanta in 2013? The discovery of an Earth-like planet in a solar system 100 light years away. Planking actually burns more calories than jogging. The first clinical evidence of psilocybin's ability to change brain chemistry. They discovered that almost all mammals, regardless of size, take approximately 21 seconds to urinate, or everyone's head weighs the same no matter the size.
Man, there are some fun answers in there. Mm. Like, there are some answers that I want to guess all of them. It's correct.
Yeah. 21 seconds seems like a long time to pee. I'm trying to relate to my own personal experience. How long do I pee for?
Down 21 seconds. It depends.
If you're doing Mississippis, that's a long time.
That's a lot of Mississippis.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Mississippis. But also, if that's your first time, maybe
Pississippis.
Pississippis.
Oh, I hate that.
That's why you're the host. That could be your new nickname if you like it. Oh, Pississippi over here. I love it.
Don't do this.
No. Mississippi.
Mississippi and Grog Frog.
Because I was
thinking, back at it.
You could be Charitard.
Charitard.
Let's not steer away from Pississippi.
You can't force them. They just have to happen naturally.
What about Chartertorn? No, okay.
Pississippi and Big Wet is funny, though. Yeah, yeah. Like the moistest episode.
I will never get over Big Wet.
She has that effect on people. So you've got an Earth-like planet 100 light years away. Planking burns more calories than jogging. First clinical evidence of psilocybin's ability to change brain chemistry. All mammals piss for the same amount of time, or all heads weigh the same, no matter the size.
I'm going to say, I want to say like the psilocybin, I want to say the mushroom one, but I'm going to say, because it can't be 2013. It can't be 2013 that they discovered that mushrooms change brain chemistry.
Is that what psilocybin is?
I think so. I think that's like the magic mushrooms.
Right.
Surely,
but they weren't
have,
using that clinically that early, right?
But they must have, like, were in, like, the CIA and stuff, doing, like, acid trials on, like, soldiers in, like, the 60s. Like, there's all that stuff.
Yeah, that was...
So surely that's not...
That was, like, yeah.
So I want to say that one. I'm going to go planking.
LSD and stuff.
No, but why are they wasting time studying planking? Burns more calories than jogging. Oh, fuck. Do you want to go first?
I think, like, I'm torn to the planking one. I'm like, who would make that up? And it seems... so stupid that it has to be
right. Yeah.
So I'm going to go planking.
Is the timing right? That I'm just trying to think when planking was.
Yeah.
Was it around Mako Mermaids?
We were planking all over those pools, yeah.
Oh, the mermaids.
They're planking,
mermaids
yeah.
are planking all the time.
The show was based on planking, the trend.
I'm going to go planking as well because I just think that the mushroom one, they must have figured that out earlier. And then the heads weighing the same?
That can't be true.
Sure, and but also I think if they were going to figure that out, they would have figured that out many years, yeah, yeah. hundreds of years ago.
They loved head-based science.
just chopping off heads. They're like, yeah, just chop it off, it'll be fine.
All right, so both locked in?
Yeah.
Here's who wrote the answers. Everyone's head weighs the same. That was the house. I thought that was like particularly ridiculous, but as you say, like that is the kind of bullshit that they would probably do. The planet being discovered 100 light years away, that was Wade. The psilocybin one, which is about mushrooms apparently, which is
why... Was that what you were Googling?
I was Googling the pronunciation of psilocybin. That was Amy. Then we had the planking one. That was the house.
Oh.
Meaning the correct answer is everyone pisses for the same amount of time.
What?
21 pississippis.
Pississippi.
True.
The house claws one back on Mississippi. I can't believe it.
That's so how I get 2 mammal, points there, the house.
Every mammal pees for 21 seconds.
About, yeah, apparently.
That's bananas.
Like from blue whales to little shrews.
I think they say it's only...
Oh, here we go. There's an asterisk on this
one. 1, 2. Mammals away a kilogram.
Oh, the mammals that we tested, yeah.
The kilogram or more.
Yeah, right.
Because there's, yeah, I'll explain it in huge detail while you're writing the last answer.
All right,
what a cool fact.
Yeah, it is fun. Great work to the team. I had to watch a lot of animals piss.
Yeah, oh my God.
That was all the
research. Hi, honey, how was work today?
Yeah, like really, really clearing the Google search history as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's probably they watched a lot of YouTube clips and also just live footage at the
zoo. Just getting out there, straight out there.
Yeah.
Just talking to Attenborough, he would have known.
Every piss break
he
could have
told
had.
Them that.
Yeah, that's right. I realised that years ago. Sorry, they'll only be 21 seconds. That was something he famously said all the time. All right, final question. This is the longest one you'll have to write, Wade. This is about a movie synopsis.
Okay, great.
You've actually featured in this on a previous episode. Claire Hooper
she stole
ripped off your work.
One of my ideas, yeah.
she credited you.
That's nice.
All right, so this one comes from Ben Bruflat from Cumberland Gap in Tennessee, and the question is, what is the synopsis of the 2020 film Spontaneous? What is the synopsis of the 2020 film Spontaneous? So normally, Wade, just for... It'll be your longest answer. Probably about 3, 4, 5 sentences.
Okay.
A paragraph long. While you're writing your answers, here is an article about this piss study written by Jacob Aaron for New Scientist back in 2013. A law of urination, which is what the 21-second rule is called. A law of urination now explains the physics behind what happens when you just gotta go. Patricia Yang and colleagues at the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta use high-speed video to study how fluids and animals interact. They have previously investigated how dogs shake themselves dry. While filming at a zoo, They noticed that animals of various sizes, both male and female, took a similar time to empty their bladders. The team filmed rats, dogs, goats, cows, and elephants urinating and gathered footage from YouTube of others relieving themselves. Combining this with data on mass bladder pressure and urethra size, they were able to create a mathematical model of urinary systems to show why mammals take the same time to empty their bladder despite the difference in bladder size. Previous models have only considered the effects of bladder pressure, but the length of the urethra turns out to be important as well. I've always said that. Most of the research is on humans or animals smaller than humans, says Yang. In these species, the effect of gravity can be ignored. That's not true of elephants, whose urethral dimensions are comparable to a household pipe, a diameter of around 10 centimeters and a length of about 1 meter. That's a big urethra. In this case...
It's insane. I like will come in and out and all I can hear is urethra. I have no idea what you're saying. You've said it at least 8 times.
I'm looking forward to the movie featuring a few urethras. So, in this case, size matters, as it means urine has time to reach higher speeds. This means that as it travels down the pipe, the urine accelerates and its flow rate rises, resulting in an elephant's large bladder being emptied in a similar time to those of smaller animals. Medium-sized animals like dogs and goats have shorter urethras, so get less of a gravitational boost. Their flow is slower. In addition, they have smaller bladders. The result of both effects is that they empty their bladders in roughly the same time as elephants. According to the team's model, an animal's size does make a difference to urination time, but only very slightly. Their law of urination says that the time a mammal takes to empty a full bladder is proportional to the animal's mass raised to the power of a sixth, meaning even very large changes in mass have little effect on the time. There are limits to this scaling. Gravity only plays a small role in the urination of very small animals, mammals like rats and bats, which urinate in under a second. Instead, viscosity and surface tension dominate, which explains why their urine is released as a stream of individual drops rather than a continuous jet seen in larger mammals. I did not know that. Rats piss for a second and it's steam. Not, yeah. Hang on, a stream of individual drops. I've just read that as steam. What is a stream of individual drops? What is that, if not a steam? The team will present the results at the American Physical Society Division of Fluid Dynamics at a meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yang hopes the law of urination might help diagnose urinary problems in elephants and other large mammals. It might even inspire new designs for water towers, which also pump water using the force of gravity, she says. Important work. All right, the answers are in. Yeah, so going to the final round, scores are tight. The house on 3, Wade's on 4, Amy's on 5. So the house is still in the game.
Oh, no.
You both guess house answers here. Amy and the house will draw level.
Okay.
But you've got triple points up for grabs, so either of you could win in your own right. All right. Here's the question. What is the synopsis of the 2020 film Spontaneous? Oh, Ben's calling. Hey, Ben.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, really?
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hello.
Are you?
We're just finishing up the last question.
Oh, okay, great.
Should we give him all the options and he can have a vote on the last one?
Oh, do you want to have a vote on the last one, Ben?
Yeah, I'll vote on the last one.
Alright, so the final question is, what is the synopsis of the 2020 film Spontaneous? And I guess for you, because you haven't played any other rounds, you can get, you know, all your points here. So you
what?
Got
and you have, hang up the phone! You got, we have come this far!
10 points up for grabs.
Wow. Okay, wild.
Alright, so the movie is Spontaneous. You've got Brady Butterfield is, in a word, a bore. With his marriage threatening to fall apart, Brady, played by Stephen Root, books a surprise cruise ship vacation for him and his wife Claire, played by Laura Linney. While the spontaneous adventure reignites their passion, a murder aboard the ship incites panic. What starts with margaritas and shuffleboard may end up as the last hurrah for everyone. All aboard this cult classic horror comedy. Option 2. An American spy played by Peter Williams falls in love with the British woman played by Alice Woodman. They are assigned to watch. Peter facilitates a situation in which they meet spontaneously and has Alice fall in love with them. Alice uncovers the truth and has to escape Peter as he becomes more unhinged, blurring the lines between the assignment and his obsession. Then you've got, get ready for the outrageous coming-of-age love story about growing up and blowing up. When students in their high school begin exploding literally, seniors Mara and Dylan struggle to survive in a world where each moment may be their last. Spontaneous generation states that living organisms can originate from inanimate objects. For instance, frogs were generated from mud, insects from excessive wind, and wasps were generated from decomposing horses. This theory has long been abandoned by mainstream science, but should it be? In this documentary, Shaq puts forward the case that we should reconsider this long-debunked theory of evolution.
It's awesome.
Or finally, Gemma is in her sophomore year of college and has never been kissed. Desperate to change her fate and rid herself of this title before anyone finds out, she signs herself up for fencing lessons to meet someone new, but her life is changed forever when the class is taken hostage and their fight for survival begins.
Okay. Who's there? Because I need to get inside their minds, you know.
Oh, okay. So you got Wade Duffin, a.k.a. Uh-huh. the Green Grog Frog. And you've got Amy Ruffle, a.k.a. Pizzasippi.
Okay. All right. Listen, I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Stephen Root and Laura Linney because that sounds like a movie that no one has seen. And they seem like, oh, I love Laura Linney and I like Stephen Root. But there was a period in time when they had it rough in their careers. And this could be that period.
All right. Lock that if you, Ben.
I'm going to go Shaq straight away.
Going to go Shaq?
I'm going to go Shaq just because I want it to be true. I can live without the other movies. I don't think I can live without the Shaq documentary. I think that's okay. Just amazing.
And if not, you're going to fund it.
Get Shaq on board. That leaves just you, Amy.
It was 2020, right?
2020, that's right.
I feel like Stephen Root and Laura Linney were more in their... I feel like I would know if that movie came out in 2020.
Oh, I didn't realize it was 2020. Okay. So, can I change it?
You can, of course.
Actually, no, I'm not going to change it.
Okay. Whoa.
You're not going to get into my head this time.
I... Against maybe better judgment, I'm going to go The Exploding Teens.
Okay, great. Lock that in for Amy. Before we lock in the answers, Ben, just quickly, you're on Wade's new podcast as well, is that right?
Yeah, I am.
There remains. It's the newsreader. Great, great job. It was amazing.
It's very exciting.
I'm going to go home and listen to it all today.
You should.
Was it good fun to be involved in?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, awesome. I did it all from my home.
Yeah, oh, wow. It was an email, so it would have been tremendous.
So it was
fun,
super fun to be involved in.
fun process.
I mean, you just can't write that kind of magic, though, can you?
That's how good he is, though. He doesn't need that much direction to nail it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's who wrote the answers. Gemma, who joins a fencing class to find love. Beautifully written by Amy.
Thank you.
Is that what you would do if you were in the position of I just need to find a kiss somewhere.
Yeah, it's
first
such
thing
a,
you think is
fencing.
Fencing, yeah.
Second
with
thing,
with the masks on.
The masks on, yeah.
It's me, Pississippi. Why won't anybody kiss me?
What else do we have? American spy played by Peter Williams and the British woman Alice Woodman. That was Wade. Yeah. I could
that
see
was
that
good,
movie.
Yeah.
I made those names up. They're not real actors.
No.
Well, that cost you Ben's choice because he just basically picked Laura Linney.
Yeah.
The Laura Linney film was written by Ben, the question writer, the other Ben. So that's a point for the house there, Ben Russell. And I guess you're right. I mean, it does sound like a great film, but I think they were already...
The 2020... The 2020 revelation. If I had known that, I wouldn't have made it.
No, you did know it, and then you backed up, doubled down. You got, this is why I emailed you instead of doing an impression.
So, Wade, you went for the Shaft documentary. That was The House. That was me. That is all true stuff, though. Spontaneous generation. They did believe that frogs were generated from mud.
Yeah, and Shaq, I thought if Shaq believed it, surely.
Guy must know. I learned recently that Shaq's a flat earther. That's what made me think he'd be a good fit. No offense to our flat earthers. Listeners, 50% of our audience are flat earthers.
We respect your right to choice. To choose.
That's right. But that means the correct answer is what Amy went for.
Exploding
teens. Growing up and blowing up.
Yes! I've had the best game ever.
You've been
this
on
has been
today.
Insane. I can't come back, man.
Well, I think that you've been on before with Ben, and I think the day that he slept through was probably the day that you shone the most. And
yeah,
I think that
Ben's
says something.
Been the bad omen. Well, I think this says something time.
More
you
about
me.
You
do work
being
with Ben
here.
Quite a lot, though.
Yeah,
don't
normally
you?
Shit the bed. So
I'm holding you back. Is that what you're saying?
Or maybe Wade's just bringing you forward.
Yeah. I've got a real low bar to walk over, to be honest.
Because also, Ben was here when you guessed that last one, correct? So maybe it isn't Ben at all.
That's true.
It's the grog frog.
You think
it's
the grog
frog, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't turn up. I had a horrible night last night. My neck and shoulders are all fucked up.
Oh, that sucks.
That's horrible.
I'm old.
No, don't do it.
And then I just slept right past my alarm, something I haven't done for years. I'm really sorry.
No stress at all. But it is a brutal day when you get injured sleeping. you've hit a milestone there.
It's really fucked.
Yeah. We'll have to get you on in an upcoming week anyway.
I would love that.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in.
That's all right. I'm sorry to everyone and to you, the listener, most of all, the one that I love the most.
You've got a comedy festival show coming up as well.
Yeah, but I'm not going to... Plugging it now feels like in terrible taste, to be honest. So,
come and sit. I won't sleep through. It'll be fine. I'll definitely be there.
Yeah. So I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, appreciate you calling in anyway. Cheers, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks, man.
Bye.
All right. I'm just tabulating the scores. And while I'm doing that, I can quickly tell you, this is according to Ben Brooflet, the question writer, Spontaneous received positive reviews, earning 96% critical approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience rating was a lot lower in the 60s, I think. It's a genuinely touching story that also happens to feature people exploding. So it's a perfect date night pick. Couldn't have been. So the final scores after that last round... Wade on 4 points. The House jumping up to 5 points.
No.
Both of the House answers were picked there. Ben came in to give me a little bonus point.
That
generous.
Sucks.
That means winning the day on 8 points, it's Amy Ruffle.
Well done.
Thank you.
Pississippi.
Pississippi.
Pississippi for the win. I get a nickname and I get a win. This is honestly Christmas.
We've really got to match up Pississippi and Big Wet.
What an episode.
I mean, the Grog Frog probably doesn't sound too far away from that either, does it? Squishing
you could
and
get
splashing
involved
around.
In that.
Is 8 points, like that must be like a high score in the show.
No.
People have got
Big
to
Wet's
double
gotten
digits
bigger than
before.
That. Yeah.
Oh, because of the triple points at the end. If you get if people guess yours and you get it right, you can really
jump. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 8 seems impressive from
Thank
down
you.
At 4. That's like twice 4.
Yeah. Well, 4 is also a great score.
Great.
Okay. It's also about the memories we made on the way. You know, it's been a really lovely experience.
The destination.
I should say Ben Russell on 0 points.
True. Yeah.
So you came in last.
And also, we were winners because we made it here.
We
so
turned up on time.
We can pat ourselves
a
on
little
the back
early,
for that.
If anything.
Yeah. We had time to talk about sneakers outside. It was crazy.
Great sneakers.
And if anyone wants to hang around, there'll be a bunch of very silly Elf cuts at the end of this episode, I believe.
I thought you were talking to us.
So I was did like,
no, I gotta go.
This never ends.
No, you've pre-recorded all these. You can go. And they can keep listening if they want. But before you go, one last time, your show.
The Remains, out on Apple and Spotify, a fiction horror podcast. It's very good.
It sounds so good. And that cast is insane.
The Nikki Britton kills it. She absolutely kills it. And the sound design by Tiffany Dimmock is just crazy. But yeah, Nikki absolutely destroys. She's amazing.
Saw her show in Adelaide a few weeks ago. So she's so funny.
She's so funny, but in this...
In this, she's hilarious?
In this one, because she was doing it in Sydney, so we're doing it kind of down the line, and then she was scaring her dog. So at one stage, we kind of had to take a little break because her dog was getting a bit freaked out.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to do another scream. She's like, no, I can't do any more. My dog is... freaking out, so I had to get her to do it from like another time. But yeah, it's she's very good.
She puts it all on the
line. She puts it all. She leaves it all. She leaves nothing out there. Like, it's so great.
Her voice. She's in the show. I didn't realize how good her voice stuff is. She did so many different accents and all the problematic ones. And she did. and she did the Channel 10 voice and stuff. I didn't realize she's.
Yeah, I think she's the voice of Channel 10.
Yeah.
Is that right? My gosh, is that true?
I didn't realize.
I think so.
Well, she alluded to that in the show, so...
Yeah, I think she does a lot of Channel 10 voiceover stuff.
Cool.
Coming up next sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Oh, wow. Are you trying to go for her throne?
I'm trying to go for the throne. And Amy, you've got you got some shows coming up as well.
Yes. Something Good improv show at Comedy Republic during Comedy Festival. That's Saturdays at 4:30 throughout the whole run. And then also we're doing a one-off. It's a show called A Group of People Do Improv. Which is featuring ensemble members from Thank God You're Here. It is not a Thank God You're Here show. It is not affiliated with the show. And I must be very clear to tell you that for legal reasons.
You should get Nikki Britton to introduce it coming up next.
We just see like red dots appear on our forehead taken out.
Get Celia to host. But nothing to do with Thank God You're Here. It's not affiliated.
The door.
Yeah. Well, I ran it by the production company, obviously. And that was their first question. They're like, so is there going to be a door? And we're like, no.
We use a window. It's very different.
We'll imagine
a
door.
It's a window. It's opaque.
So that's on that's just a one-off 7th of April at 3:45. So get around improv, man. It's
keen
the coolest
to see
form
sure.
of comedy.
Yeah, we had a guest on a few weeks ago who was shitting all over it, and I said very meekly, I don't mind it.
I'll get their names later and then make them do my show.
Can I plug another podcast?
Please.
I also do a podcast with my friend Harley Breen, Shitting with the Door Open. It's like a mental health podcast where we talk about just what it's like to be a parent and mental health issues and our dicks. A lot of dick jokes. In fact, I would say 90% dick jokes and then some mental health with a little sprinkling.
Yeah, you're leading off with mental health.
Yeah, yeah. Really, as I said, I'm like, actually, if I pull that back.
You should come back with Harley and do this show sometime.
Oh, yeah. Next time he's in town, we'll do it together.
You think he'd be...
Oh, he'd be bang up for it. Yeah, I see.
It's crazy to be fired and be here at the same time. Just been cut out as...
Been fired?
Yeah, just now. You're like, he should come back with Harley. I've been erased from the narrative.
Oh, I didn't... And Amy. Right. And, we couldn't have...
I can tell jokes too!
You can't have the Grog Frog without Pizzasippi. Your FM's favourite drive team. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Give us a 5-star review, why not? I think you could if you wanted to. It doesn't take that long. Maybe tell some people you think might enjoy it. And cheers for tuning in to Who Knew It with Matt Stewart with the Grog Frog and Pizzasippi. And now that you know it, I've been Matt Stewart. Goodbye.
Are you a big Saints fan? I'm looking at your hat. You've got a St. Kilda Saints logo on there.
I am a big Saints
on there.
Fan, yeah.
How do you feel their season is going to go?
Look, this time of year, it's the time to be quietly confident.
Is it? That feels like it's setting you up for disappointment.
Yeah, that's right. That's the loop we go through.
Yeah.
Starts with hope. It ends with disappointment. Only one team can win. You know, there's 18 and it doesn't tend to be us. But certainly not in my lifetime.
Oh, my God.
Or about.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Hasn't it been like since the 50s?
60s. Come on, Wade. Give us a go. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what are you wearing? A Pirates hat? Have they ever won anything? Is that what that is?
That's a P for Penny for my oldest daughter. That's why.
And she wins everything.
Technically, it's some kind of like American sports team. But Claire got me like a P hat, a C hat, and an S hat just to give everybody like a little.
That's beautiful.
The S doesn't get much of a wear, I'm not going to lie. She's pretty good, but the hat itself is a bit on the down. So okay. She's always wow. a bit disappointed where I'm always wearing the P and the C.
I was going to say, the politics of when you wear the hats would be stressful.
Oh, yeah. Just the P and the C are fine. So sometimes I put the S on and all right, I'll see you later. And then it just goes straight out. Okay. Lie to her.
I think someone's got to get you a better S hat.
Yeah.
Well, no, fuck her. She'll be all right.
Okay. It's character building.
She'll survive.
I've only because I want to listen to that. I want to hear these words in a sentence, and then we have to be working and doing our answer. It's so tough.
Yeah.
He's a real taskmaster.
Yeah, I apologize for that. But you just, I guess you can always listen to the episode later. Yeah. Which I'm sure you'd love to do.
I love to hear my own voice. I love
listening back to me. And it's that's so nice. Connor does and I don't. Thanks, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Sometimes I think he leaves it in us mentioning Connor. And I'm like, are people understanding? Or does it sound like there's a guy in the room that we never put on mic? When I, you know, we spend the whole episode saying, anyway, thanks, Connor. Thanks, Connor.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck? What's going on?
Who are they referencing?
Who is this guy?
Maybe you can pre-record a disclaimer up top. It's like, for all future episodes, this is.
Oh, can you do that now?
No.
you've been done before.
Yeah. Go to my agent. Yeah. We'll write a voice performer agreement, okay?
Go straight to Netflix as well. No residuals. Yeah.
Not the biggest tree of all time. There was a bigger one recorded about 100 years back, but it got knocked
they cut
over.
It down.
They probably cut it down. Yeah.
It's good wood.
They
turned a couple of cabins.
Yeah. No, chip bark at a playground or something. You know?
That's a lot of matches. Let's
yeah, go. That's right. Oh, looks like your answer. Oh, hang on. I forget how this show works.
We're on a break.
We were on a break.
I'm here because you can see like the sound waves happening as we're talking. And so I can see my laugh just going to like shoot up and all these little thick little sound waves. So that's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah,
it's a good visual gag for the pod.
You've got a beautiful chunky laugh.
Podcasts are real visual medium.
Yeah, this will play great for everyone at home.
I can see this
Connor going cut this.
Deep in the
Connor, he's in the room. Don't worry. You can see the whole thing happening. He loves it.
He said, give me a call when you're done.
Oh, no. He's screening them.
Ben Russell.
Isn't available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Ben.
Ben, it's Grog Frog in Pississippi calling in from Breakfast Radio with Matt Stewart. Who knew it?
We just wanted to let you have a guess of the secret sound. You've missed your chance to win $1 million and tickets to Pink for a lifetime.
Oh, wow. This is just great radio. Just great radio.
Oh, you stop it.
To be honest, I don't think Breakfast Radio has come up with something this good.
It's crazy they haven't employed us. Okay, bye, Ben.
Bye, Ben. No stress that you missed it. Bye.
Sounded so passive aggressive. I've had to put up with this idiot. He's just General Sherman answer. Fucked the whole game.
You would have saved it if you were here.
What's the population of Alice Springs now? Isn't it? It's still quite small.
Yeah, it's not huge, is
like
it?
Like 30,000 or 40,000?
25,000 in 2021 it was. So,
I mean, you do the math, you take away.
Is that the most recent data? That's 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it seems to be. Was that our last census?
Oh, maybe. I've sort of blanked that whole year.
Yeah.
And the one before and the one after out of my mind.
A real kind of bit in time there that's just all merged into one banana bread.
Yeah, one banana bread, one North Face jacket.
Yeah. One walk along Mary Creek.
Say an aerosols, yeah.
Just like one giant nothing.
I can't find it quick enough, sorry, but I think it was tiny back then.
Okay.
I'm sure Connor can put it in notes. You can do that, can't you, Connor?
Thanks, Connor.
Thanks, mate. Connor.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
What if there actually isn't a Connor and you've created him? You edit your podcast yourself.
Why would I have done that?
Creating this fall guy. So if anything goes wrong, fucking Connor. This guy.
I honestly, let me know. I don't listen back. If the editing is no good, please, listeners, let me know what kind of job Connor's doing. There's no way Connor's leaving a call out like that in there. I need to hear about what does this guy who'd you say it was?
They have like a nursery over there, and so because they like cultivate plants, then they can kind of like
I need him for this game.
Oh yeah,
get him to yeah. Does he have a list online?
She'll do it for you.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
What a great chat. Leave all that in, Connor. That is top tier stuff. That is gold.
Previous guest on the show, you know Claire. That's who you're talking about.
Claire Hooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One of your good friends.
She's a very good friend of mine. We live together.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good friend. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good friend.
She's a good roommate?
Great roommate.
Yeah.
Very good. Live in the same house, same bed. It's very nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Geez.
That's unusual
yeah.
for roommates to be in the same bed.
Yeah.
She told me it wasn't. She told me this is how they all do it.
Oh, my God. It's a grog frog mum. Yeah, the situation right.
She's
is unhealthy.
The grog frog. I'm the mini mum. She's grog frog me. Oh, that doesn't sound good at all. Oh, that sounds terrible. I get grog frog.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.